Hi, everybody. I'm Len Wells. It's time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. The Frontier Community College Foundation Board held its annual dinner meeting Wednesday night at Bob Boyles Hall on the Frontier campus. FCC President Dr. Jay Edgren discussed an increase of enrollment from the 2016 school year to the 2017 school year of 16.7%. Dean of Students Dr. Paul Brunsma informed the board of new programs and increased expected enrollment for the coming school year. New Bobcat baseball coach Brandon Benton was introduced to the board, and he in turn introduced his wife Sarah, as well as new assistant coach Jimmy Brenneman. He also noted that Bobcat Crossing, the new dormitories on campus, are at full capacity for the coming school year. Galen Dunn was also on hand discussing planned cosmetic improvements to FNB Field. More news after this.
Hi, this is Kathleen Garner for Supported Living of Wabash, a Christian Horizons community. We'd like to welcome you to a hassle-free living environment. We think you'll love the way we take care of our residents here. We offer the best of what you need and want. Assistance when you need it, freedom when you don't, privacy when you want it, and companionship is right next door. Plus, with incredible food options and healthcare when you need it. Call 382-2900 or visit ChristianHorizonsLiving.com. Supported Living of Wabash.
It's summer clearance time at LeMond's Chrysler in Fairfield. Just like Ratty Yates, we're heading them up and moving them on with 10-gallon hat savings, up to 25% off MSRP on new 17 Ram 1500s with up to $13,334 in savings. Save up to $10,000 on new 17 HD Rams, up to 25% off on select new 17 Jeep vehicles, and Texas-sized deals on the new 2017 Chrysler Pacifica. This ain't no ballyhoo. The summer clearance ends August 31st. Y'all get on down to LeMond's Chrysler, 412 East Main in Fairfield, and LeMondsOnline.com.
Plans have been announced for the 53rd annual dinner and homecoming of the Fairfield Community High School Alumni Association. The event has been set for Saturday, October the 7th at 5 p.m. at the Community of Christ Family Life Center. There'll be a reception earlier that day from 9:30 till 11:30 in the multi-purpose room of the First Christian Church in Fairfield. This year, the association will be saluting the class of 1967. Special seating will be provided for the honored group at the dinner. The featured speaker for this year's banquet is Don Taylor of Port Richmond, California. Taylor, the oldest son of Fred and Anna Lou Taylor, received a Bachelor of Science degree in Forestry from the University of Illinois in 1972, a Master of Science in Environmental Education from California State University Hayward in 1978, a Doctorate of Education in Counseling and Educational Psychology from the University of San Francisco in 1990. He joined the faculty at San Francisco State University in 1978 and taught park management and outdoor recreation programming in the Recreation and Leisure Studies Department for 25 years. In 2004, he was appointed Dean of the College of Health and Social Sciences at San Francisco State, retiring in June of 2014. His wife, Angela, is a professor of literature at San Francisco State University. Other activities for the reunion include tours of the Fairfield Community High School, Center Street School, Olive Branch School, that's the one-room school at Leo French Park, and the Hannah House Museum. To reserve a seat for the dinner or for some more information, go to www.fchsalumni.org. Fairfield City Police report the arrest this week of 20-year-old David T. Asher of Fairfield on a charge of theft. Officers say they spoke with Penny M. Randolph Bailey, 54, and learned that Asher had allegedly taken two tires off of her vehicle and put them on another vehicle. Asher was arrested and booked at the county jail on a charge of theft, bond $150 cash. Fairfield City Police Department is reminding anyone that has had a bicycle taken over the past year or two, whether or not it was reported, that you are welcome to come by the police station to try to identify your missing bike. You are asked, however, to check in with the police department dispatcher before showing up to review the bikes. The home of an Edwards County Sheriff's deputy was heavily damaged by fire Wednesday evening. Fire broke out at the Travis Roosevelt home on South 4th Street a little before 6 p.m. Wednesday evening. Heavy smoke and flames were showing when firefighters arrived at about 5:45 p.m. Albion Fire Chief Danny Iverson said the fire was mostly contained to the front of the house. No one was home when the fire broke out, and no injuries were reported. Deputy Roosevelt was on duty at the time, friends said. The family will need another home for the time being. It's not known whether the family was able to save any of their belongings, which will create a significant hardship for the family with the start of school scheduled for next week. Carmi City Police report the arrest of a Carmi couple after responding to a domestic dispute Wednesday evening. A little after 9:30 Wednesday night, police arrested James R. Cartmill, 38, and Rebecca L. Cartmill, age 36. Rebecca Cartmill faces preliminary charges of being in possession of methamphetamine, possession of a controlled substance, and violating an order of protection. James Cartmill faces preliminary charges of domestic battery and also violating an order of protection. Both suspects were taken to the Carmi White County Jail, where they were lodged pending the filing of formal charges and setting of bond. More news after this.
What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and go home the same day? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to driving in 5 days? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to most normal activities in 2 weeks? With Asbury and Associates, you can. Dr. David Asbury is the most experienced surgeon in Southern Illinois performing robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. This state-of-the-art technology offers women many benefits over traditional surgery. This minimally invasive procedure requires only small incisions. You'll experience less pain and blood loss with fewer complications. Call Asbury and Associates to learn more about robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. 618-244-4800 or visit our website, asburyandassociates.com. Asbury and Associates, with 4 locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Asbury and Associates, 618-244-4800.
The Sisney reunion is in full swing, and this evening there will be plenty of music and fun from 6 until 10 tonight. Heather and Marty will be picking and grinning starting at 7 o'clock this evening with bingo from 7 to 9. A one-mile fun run will be held at 7:30 Saturday morning with their 5K run and walk at 8. Breakfast will be offered from 7 to 10 Saturday morning, sponsored by the Sisney Community Center Board. From 8 to 10 Saturday morning, setup will be held for the tractor show from 9 to noon, registration for the Clay County Cruisers Car Show. From 10 to 11, the Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church will be sponsoring kids' games. Kids' Day activities will be held on the square with inflatable for the kids. A pedal tractor pull will be held at noon. A pie-eating contest at 1 with the Giant Sisney Reunion Parade stepping off at 2:30 Saturday afternoon. You will have a chance to win some cash during a ball drop at 5 p.m. Saturday. And the group Sojourn Rocks will take the stage Saturday night at 7 with more bingo from 7 to 9. There will also be crafts and flea market vendors throughout the event, along with a rock wall. Well, coming up on Monday, August 21st, a total solar eclipse will be visible across parts of southern Illinois, and a partial eclipse will be visible across the entire state. Illinois State Police reminding motorists to be prepared for increased traffic volume leading up to and after the eclipse, and to be aware of possible distracted drivers during the event. Carbondale will be one of the nation's prime viewing locations of the event, and is home to the point of the greatest duration. Increased traffic flow on routes heading into and out of Carbondale expected on the days leading up to and after the event. Motorists should not observe the eclipse while driving or park alongside the road to view the event. Make sure to choose a safe location away from traffic to view the eclipse. State police will continue to work with the Department of Transportation and local law enforcement agencies to prepare for the big solar eclipse. The Miss Fairfield Fall Fun Fest date has been set for Thursday, September the 14th at 8 p.m. There will be an informational meeting for potential contestants next Monday evening, 6 o'clock, at the Chop Shop in Fairfield. Headshot photographs will also be taken after the meeting, and contestants are asked to wear black for the pictures. Contact Chastity Fry at 599-9912 for more information. Potential contestants can pick up pageant applications at any time at the Chop Shop prior to Monday's meeting. The Albion First United Methodist Church is sponsoring a fundraiser this Saturday at the Pagoda in Albion. Leroy Moore will be cooking up his pork chops and pork burgers, and a bake sale will be held at the same time. Serving will be from 11 to 1 on Saturday. All proceeds will go to the Backpack Program, which provides food for children in need over the weekends. They provide 2 breakfasts, 2 lunches, 2 dinners, and 2 snacks. The meals are prepared at the church and delivered to the school on Friday mornings for distribution. If you can't attend but would like to donate, call the church at 445-2555. And the 98th annual Bone Gap Chowder, folks, is coming up this Saturday at the Bone Gap Chowder Grounds. That's 98th annual. Now, serving of the world-famous chowder will begin at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. There will be a garden tractor pull at 9 o'clock in the morning, and kids' tractor and train rides provided by Kenny Mavis, and a giant inflatable slide available for kids again this year. And if you don't want the chowder or like something else to eat besides the chowder, there'll be steak burgers, hot dogs, pie, lemonade, iced tea, soda pop, and water for sale starting at about noon. It's the 98th annual Bone Gap Chowder. A hunter safety class has been scheduled next week at the Fairfield Gun Club on Friday the 18th. The class will start at 6 p.m. Then on Saturday the 19th, the class will start at 8:30 in the morning and run till about 3:30 in the afternoon. To sign up, call the U of I Extension office at 842-3702. Crude oil prices fell yesterday. Local refineries dropped. They're offering $1 a barrel today. They're paying $41.50 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area deaths, 53-year-old Flora resident Terry W. Jones died Tuesday at Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. He was a laborer. Survivors include his brothers and sisters, Tracy and wife Tammy Jones, Marvin and wife Janine Jones Jr., Gregory and wife Sandy Jones and Scott Jones, Gloria and husband David Hutchcraft, Harold and wife Debbie Weber Jr., Leonard and wife Becky Weber, Ramona and husband Jim McGill, Nancy and husband Eldon Ewing, and Kathy Walker, his stepfather, Harold and wife Phyllis Weber Sr., his special friend Joyce McKittrick, and his ex-wife Trudy Jones, also surviving are a number of nieces and nephews. Memorial services for Terry W. Jones will be announced at a later date. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home of Enfield is in charge of the arrangements. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations may be made for the family to help out with funeral expenses and will be accepted at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield. Marie Elizabeth Crispin, 90, a longtime Fairfield resident, died August 8th in Urbana. She grew up in Mount Airy, going to school and working in the Mount Airy and Fairfield areas. She married and raised her four children in the Fairfield and Boylston areas and is a member of the Fairfield Church of the Nazarene. After moving, she also attended the Champaign First Church of the Nazarene in Champaign, Illinois, and the Mattoon Nazarene Church when she was able to attend. Funeral services for Marie Elizabeth Naney will be 2 o'clock this Saturday at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Scott Cemetery at Mount Airy. Visitation will be 12 noon Saturday until the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. A reception will follow at the Fairfield Church of the Nazarene. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Fountain of Life Church of the Nazarene in Fairfield and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. 101-year-old Wayne City resident Nola Griffith died Thursday at Wayfair in Fairfield. That's Thursday, August 3rd. She was a housewife and member of the Union Star General Baptist Church at Wayne City. Survivors include a son, James, and wife, Marjorie Griffith of Chenoa, Illinois, four grandchildren, Thomas M. and wife, Kelly Griffith of Syracuse, New York, David N. and wife, Emily Griffith of Raleigh, North Carolina, Sheila K. and husband, Jason Weiss of Twinsburg, Ohio, and Laura J. Griffith of Parma, Ohio, one granddaughter-in-law, Jenny Griffith of Mendota, Illinois, and also eight great-grandchildren. Now, a graveside service for Nola Griffith will be announced at a later date. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Thomason Cemetery and will be accepted at the Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney, which is in charge of all the arrangements. A graveside memorial service and burial of ashes for 80-year-old St. Louis resident Barbara Hood will take place at 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Oddfellow Cemetery in McLeansboro. There will be no visitation. Those attending the service should go directly to the cemetery. The Harry Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of the arrangements. Graveside services for 90-year-old Macedonia resident Don Marshall Carlton will be 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon at the Macedonia Cemetery. There will be no visitation. Those attending the service should go directly to the cemetery. The Harry Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of all the arrangements. If you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Lynn Wells.
Do you have Medicare? If so, did you know that if you have had Medicare for over 1 year, you qualify for a free preventative annual screening with any of the Horizon Healthcare providers? Horizon Healthcare offers free wellness screenings that are done once a year to establish a baseline for cognitive, visual, and physical health. These screenings can be completed year after year to track your overall wellness. It is your chance to have a knowledgeable provider at Horizon Healthcare review many of the natural health risks that occur within the Medicare population. Horizon Healthcare providers will also provide guidance with your individual screening results and discuss available options to maintain overall wellness. This includes cognitive screening, fall prevention, nutrition, weight management, physical activity, tobacco cessation, blood pressure, activities of daily living, and more. Medicare pays 100% of your visit to see a Horizon Healthcare provider. Call Horizon Healthcare to schedule your free Medicare wellness screening at 842-4617. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
Here's a look at sports. Major League Baseball on the schedule tonight. Atlanta comes in to St. Louis. First pitch at 7:15. Mike Foltynewicz on the mound for Atlanta versus Adam Wainwright on for the Cardinals. Listen tonight as the Cardinals face the Braves at Busch Stadium in St. Louis, Missouri. Our broadcast begins at 6:20 on WOKZ 105.9 FM. Cardinals will be coming in tonight on a hot streak. They won their sixth in a row last night. They moved into second place in the Central Division by themselves, one game behind the Cubs. The big blow last night coming from a Dexter Fowler grand slam as St. Louis beat the Kansas City Royals 8-6. Pittsburgh knocked off Detroit last night 7-5, and it was Minnesota over Milwaukee 7-2. In the National League, it was Cincinnati clobbering San Diego 10-3. Washington gets by Miami 3-2. The New York Mets shut out Philadelphia 10-0. And the L.A. Dodgers beat Arizona 8-6. They just keep rolling along. In the American League, the White Sox get by Houston in 11 innings 3-2. It was Toronto shutting out the Yankees 4-0. Tampa Bay beat Cleveland 4-1. It was Baltimore over Oakland 7-2. And the L.A. Angels doubled up Seattle 6-3. In the NFL preseason, it's fake football. It's back. Detroit beat Chicago last night 24-17. Mitch Trubisky played, though, and played pretty well over Glennon. It was Green Bay beating Philadelphia 24-9. Atlanta knocked off Miami 23-20. Minnesota gets by Buffalo 17-10. Baltimore trounces Washington 23-3. Jacksonville beat the Patriots. How about that? Jacksonville over New England 31-24. And Cleveland gets a win. They beat New Orleans 20-14. Also yesterday, after the first day at the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow in North Carolina, Kevin Kisner and Thorbjørn Olesen lead at 4-under. Former Illini D.A. Points is one of five players that are holding just one stroke back, along with U.S. Open winner Brooks Koepka. Also a name folks to keep an eye on, Jordan Spieth, five strokes back. Here's a look at the WFIW area weather for today. A 50% chance of showers. High of 88 degrees tonight. Mostly clear, low down to 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 80 degrees. Sunday, partly cloudy, high of 82, low of 60. Monday, scattered showers, high of 80 and a low of 62. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high of 85, a low around 65. Yesterday in Fairfield, had a high of 87, a low of 60. No precipitation in the bucket yesterday. We've picked up, or this morning, we've picked up 15 hundredths on the month. 22 inches, 46 hundredths on the year. Our low temperature this morning has been 65. And at 6:33, the current temperature in Fairfield is 69. For news that's online when you're online, please go to WFIWradio.com.
Are you looking for tops that are all business in the day and all party in the night? Try on the new Olive Hill, Tribal, Foxcroft, and multiple tops at Carnaby Square. These early fall tops feature cold shoulder, funnel neck, and boho styles. More items have been added to the half of half rack, and all summer clothing is half price. Plus, slim station capris are 25% off. That's as low as they go at Carnaby Square in downtown.